Good afternoon. This is Saturday. to tell the truth, you know, I've got to take part in Neighbors conference from 6 in the evening to it takes us 2 hours or so to finish our conference. I'll explain about our neighbors, who is the members over 500 people, so many people. Anyway, to tell the truth, I don't want to take part in, attending. Attending requires me, you know. And anyway, tonight it will get too cold and we feel chill. Well, so I have to put up with 2 hours or so. I wonder if I can, hardly stand and for 2 hours for this and Neighbors conference. Okay. Anyway, Hunt. Aren't the boys in the house? No, they have all gone on a deer hunt in the woods. Do you find a good house for rent? No, I hunted for one all day, but couldn't find any. Holly, did you bring your passport or dear? I forgot it in my hurry. Oh, dear, I forgot it in my hurry. What's the matter with you? You called me 3 or 4 times in an hour. I'll tell you everything. Come here in the hurry. Isn't Mommy ready yet? No, I told her to hurry, but she just couldn't make it. The train leaves at 9. We'd better hurry. I'm sure we'll make it all right. Hard. Are you going to tell all this to your teacher? Yes, it has my conscious. Excuse me, did I hurt you? No, not at all. Do you have a headache again? Yes, and it hurts terribly now. I got a splinter in my hand. Let me see here. It's out. Let's put this iodine on. Ouch, it hurts. Husband, is he Kate's father? No, he's her husband. They're still on honeymoon. Hush. I'm sure the crowd didn't listen to him. On the contrary, a hush came over then when he stood up to speak. Johnny, tell the kids to keep quiet, will you? Okay, hush. Mommy's sick and needs sleep. Hustle. He's all right, but if I hear being taken here a little later. How nice. We and hustled him to you all the way from our school, Dr. Smith. break the ice. Johnny told me the funniest little story you've ever heard. He's good at breaking the ice, isn't he? How do you like tea? Iced tea, please. Icebox. Boy, it's hot today. Anything to drink, Mom? There's some cherry cola in the icebox. Icy. The states by the lakes must be very cold in winter. Yes, very. The city winds blow in from the lakes throughout the winter months. Idea. The marathon race is around 42 kilometers, you know. I have no idea how many miles that would be. Do you know where father is? I'm sorry, I don't have the slightest idea. Each time we made plans for the summer, I had my ideas, but I'd like to hear your first. Tom's brainchild has done a great novel for one city. You said it, everybody is crazy about the whole idea. Ideal. Does your brother like Ray George Washington? Well, he likes Washington, but his idol is John F. Kennedy. I know what you're thinking now, Daddy. It's a nice day for fishing. Right. It's an ideal day. Identical. I'm not used to writing my name in English. Every time I write it, it's different. If your signature aren't identical, we can't give you cash. Identified. The man was hit on the head in that accident and forgot his own names. How could they identify him then? Did he have an ID? Identity. Whose dog is this? I don't know. Its identity is unknown. Idol. I'll take about an hour to get it repaired. Okay. I'll be idling around here. Jack said he would rather die than walk. He's a real idle man. I don't understand why the girl's so excited over the Beatles. Those electric guitar playing song stars are the idols of teenagers. Do you think he will be elected mayor again? That's a big if. Ignite. Will you make a fire? Okay, give me some paper. Good. This will ignite very easily. Ignorant. She's quite ignorant of his past, isn't she? Yes, but ignorance can be a bliss. Ignore. Don't you tell him not to give sin on such a stormy day? I did, but he ignored my warning. He worked day and night without taking much food or rest. No wonder he got ill. In America, usage ill is more formal than sick. I know it, by the way. Was it put in the newspaper? No, her father stopped it. But all news runs apace. Illegal. I saw some high school students smoking. You should have warned them. It's illegal for minors to smoke in Japan. Illiteracy. Can you all the Japanese read? Almost all. There is least illiteracy. illiteracy in Japan, I believe. Illiterate. There are not enough schools on the island. Sorry for my coughing. Sorry. Islanders must be illiterate. Illuminate. Why do you think it's so easy to find the Church of Night? Its steeple and cross are beautiful illuminati. Illuminated. You can't miss it. Illustration. Miss Shaw, will you show us each step more clearly? All right, but there'll be the last illustration. Image. How do you like this picture? Wow, it's quite an image of you. Imaginary. Mary is in her room, Ron, isn't she? Yes, but she likes to talk with her. Imaginary prince. She will become a nice playwright. Imagination. He wants to be an artist. That's good. He's full of imagination, so his pictures will be very interesting. Imagine. I'm going on a picnic with Bob and Tom tomorrow. Are you? I imagine you'd like to breakfast early. Why are you laughing so much? Didn't you hear that? Bill imagines that he is a singer. Imitate. I imagine you've studied very hard. No, I've just imitated my teacher. I'm learning a language. Imitating is important. I agree with you. Okay. And before I told you, I've got to. It is must for me to take part in. I mean, I must attend the, you know, our neighbors' conference starting from 6. Afterwards, maybe it will take 2 hours or so. And I can hardly, you know, stand to spend 2 or 3 hours more. I'm getting colder and colder at night. Okay, have a heart. Thank you. And you don't have to worry about, you know, that's 3 hours or so. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Okay, bye now. Sayonara.